I sit on the Energy Committee where this legislation went, and let me just say that with respect to the bill that is now on the floor, that the Senate now faces, on every single energy issue, this bill either ducks the problem or makes it worse. And I'm going to be specific. On the global climate change, the committee ducked the issue completely. There wasn't even an effort to tackle the global climate question. On offshore oil drilling, the problem is now worse with respect to the bill that we're considering. Protection of energy consumers, the problem was both ducked and worsened. Sinking billions of subsidy dollars into the nuclear area, reducing dependence on foreign oil, promoting renewable energy, each of these issues was ducked by a bill that cried out for concrete action. When I'm home, people say that just about the most patriotic step that the Congress could take is to come up with a fresh energy policy that would make this country free of our dependence on foreign oil. I would submit that this legislation, instead of patriotism, is essentially business as usual, once again, a hodgepodge, a crazy quilt of subsidies to powerful interests. And on the major questions that I just outlined, it either ducks the problem or makes it worse. With respect to wind, absolutely no direct financial assistance for building or operating plants. On biomass, no direct financial assistance for building or operating plants. Geothermal, no direct financial assistance for building or operating plants. Hydropower, no direct financial assistance for building or operating plants. Four concrete areas in the committee where we dealt with the legislation, absolutely no assistance, but yet the committee voted over my strenuous opposition to sink billions of dollars worth of subsidies into the nuclear sector. Now, we just had the experience in our part of the country where four out of the five plants never got up and running. So we've had experience about what happens when you stick it to taxpayers with respect to these facilities. You can take your own position with respect to nuclear power, whether you're for or against it. But the fact of the matter is, each of the renewable areas that I just mentioned got no direct financial assistance in the bill. Billions of dollars was sunk in to the nuclear subsidy area.